Looking for something more. This isn't just a theme for the weeks that follow Epiphany. Looking for something more is a vulnerable admission and an invitation for your company. In a world that has been described by pundits and philosophers alike as most recently a train wreck, a dumpster fire, and the worst possible timeline we could occupy, I can say without shame or fear of judgment, I am looking for something more in life. Not more in a material sense. Honestly, if anything, I want freedom from stuff. When it comes to possessions, I guess I want more of less, in a way. No, this desire for more is rooted in a longing for more love, more acceptance, more justice, more hope, more of the divine heart and divine will in our lives. You know, more people whose dignity is acknowledged, more space for honest questions, more time to exist without agenda. I'm looking for more, and I hope that you will look with me. But just like when I'm looking for something I have misplaced, the opening decision to the search for more is, where do I look? Where do I look for more? Where do we look for love? Where do we look for acceptance? Where could we find the justice and hope that we long for? All of these longings and others that we could name, they're all expressions of the divine. Looking for more in this way is certainly a holy quest. They are what builds the kingdom of God. They are the path that Jesus walked in life. But when someone says they're looking for more in life and they wonder where they should look, where should I look for more? A preacher has to be cautious. Because to simply reply, oh, look to God, is to belittle the question with an oversimplified arrogance that has turned more souls away from God than it has ever brought in. All of these longings, and the others we could name, all of these things we seek more of are expressions of the divine, which means the fact that we're seeking them means we're already seeking God. When we ask, where should we look for more? We're asking, where can we glimpse the divine? Where can we find God in this messy life we live? Where can we experience the kingdom that Jesus spoke of? See, this is why the answer, look to God, isn't very helpful, because we're already searching in earnest for that divine presence. Yeah, I know, I'm looking. You see, I believe we need more than a simple answer. Because we are longing for the true and the real experience, the assurance of that divine presence. We don't just want to look to God to be some sort of little phrase that's offered. We want to be embraced by the sacred spirit in ways the simple answers cannot offer. I don't mean to speak for you, but that's the more that I'm looking for. The embracing of the divine in a way that changes me and changes the world. So it's our intention in the coming weeks to offer you a variety of places that you might look for more. We're going to consider scripture, music, prayer, relationship and community, service, worship, the mundane all around us. We're going to look at all of these places for how we might find more within them. We'll ask that question each week. How do I look for more here? How do I receive something more than I have ever known? How is God working and moving through these places and resources and people in ways that will fill my life? I'll be honest, I am really looking forward to this journey with you. Because looking for more isn't just a catchphrase or a theme. It's an honest sharing of a longing. And I have always been one who likes to search. Oh, the hidden puzzle pictures, the word searches, hide and seek. I loved looking for things as a kid. In fact, I got banned from the family Easter egg hunts after a particularly vicious routing that left my sister with feelings she could express in ways that are not appropriate for a sermon. Like, I get into looking for things. But while the Easter egg hunts were competitive, A place my sister and I loved to search as a team were the classic I Spy books. If you haven't seen them, they're these amazingly staged photos with collections of curios and knickknacks and kitsch filling the double wide large pages, bright, colorful clutter in which there were things hidden. But what to look for? Well, there were these rhyming riddles to guide you in your search. You'd read the riddle and then look for the pictures in the pages. We loved these books, and we actually enjoyed sharing the search together. It was something we could each look together and do. In fact, these collages expired the clutter that you see on the altar. I want to express my deep appreciation to Kay Davey for once again taking my eccentric visionary ramblings and making them into something real. That's always appreciated. Now, if you're watching the live stream, a photo of the altar is available on the website if you go to the digital bulletin, right? And for those of you here in worship, not only do I encourage you to come look after the service, but you'll find that same photo right on the cover of the paper bulletin as well. I even have a rhyming riddle for you later. But these books and these searching games that I loved as a child, they weren't just childhood distractions. I don't know if you've ever realized this, but all those little word searches and picture finds and the things we would do, they were really allegories. They were offering us an experience that was just as helpful for how we might live and move through the world. In fact, I find a lot in common between those I Spy books and the Bible. Looking at our altar, one might at first just see a bunch of meaningless stuff taking up space, but it's not. In fact, up here, we have this beautiful copper tree made by Chris Davies' dad. Look at that. It's amazing. Or back here, this is the violin bow that Megan used when she was in orchestra. And over here, this little tin is Wayne Hobson's rosary that he was gifted a long time ago. Right? There's little stories that go with all of these things. It's not just meaningless stuff. It's a curated collection representing years of different lives and different experiences all in one place. And you see, our scriptures at first glance can also look like a cluttered collection as well, right? All this stuff just thrown in between a couple of bindings on a book, and it's like, what is this mess? It's all sorts of what seems like random pieces from random people in random places and times. But when we spend time with it and begin to hear the stories behind it, it takes on meaning and offers us insight. All that randomness in the scriptures is quite meaningful to the people who wrote it and chose to save it and share it. But to fully appreciate what we find in our scriptures, to get more out of it, we must learn the stories behind the random pieces. For that gives them the context that will reveal more. Now, if I try to share the story behind every single item in the altar, right, there's a bunch here. I would love to tell you about all of them. We would be here far too long, and I would probably lose most of your attention by the time I got to like item 6 or 7, right? So too it is with Scripture. When we approach the Bible, right, this collection of 66 different books with chapters and verses and stories and lineages, all that stuff, when we approach the Bible as a resource, when we take our longing for more and turn to the Scriptures looking, we can't try to take in the whole thing at once. We need to find little accessible and interesting entry points. And that's going to be different for all of us. So today, from all of the many scriptures we could look at, there's actually a lot of scripture that talks about scripture. I invite us to visit the Psalms. The Psalms are a wonderful entry point. Right, they were these poetic worship liturgies of the Hebrew people. They were songs of praise and lament. That's a story I can connect with, the sense of longing and sharing. So we're going to use a psalm today to help guide us in our wisdom of how we might find more in the Scripture. In fact, Charlotte's going to share one of those psalms with us now. Betsy?
Those whose way is blameless, who walk in Lord's instruction, are truly happy. Those who guard God's laws are truly happy. They seek God with all their hearts. They don't even do anything wrong. They walk in God's ways. Open my eyes so I can examine the wonders of your instruction. My life is stuck in the dirt. Now make me live again according to your promise. Lord, teach me what your statutes are about. And I will guard every part of them. Help me understand so I can guard your instructions. and keep it with all my heart. Lead me on your trail of commandments, because that is what I want. When I remember your ancient rules, I'm comforted, Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, because I put trust in your commandments. Your word, Lord, stands firm in heaven forever. Your faithfulness extends from one generation to the next. You set earth firmly in place, and it's still there. Your word is so pleasing to my taste buds. It's sweeter than honey in my mouth. I'm studying your precepts. That is why I hate every false path. Your word is a lamp before my feet and a light for my journey. Let my cry reach you, Lord. Help me understand according to what you've said. Let my request for grace come before you. Deliver me according to your promise.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. Again, right, I would never invite us to just look at the Bible as a whole and say, yeah, there's more in there. Good luck. We're invited to take it in pieces. And even then, not only taking in the Bible in pieces, so too we're invited to approach all the books and the chapters. Open my eyes so I can examine the wonders of your instruction, the psalm says. Well, in this case, to take in this psalm, we have to open our eyes wide. Psalm 119 is actually 176 verses long. Charlotte only read 10% of that psalm. You see, when we turn to Scripture looking for something more, it is fully acceptable to look for and grab onto the pieces that jump out at us. When we sit and look at a story, a Scripture, whatever it might be, it's a good thing to give it a read through and say, what part stands out for me? You may not be able to take it all in at once. And it's a treasure to grab a piece and say, okay, out of all of that, this is the piece that's speaking to me. Now, I invite us to do so, acknowledging that our selections are not the Bible in its entirety, as long as we will admit that there are other ways to approach and engage those inspired words. I want to be careful we don't only pick out things that match our line of thinking, but engage whatever might be present in front of us. Because honestly, God's people have been picking up pieces of this sacred collage of Scripture we call the Bible since the words were first spoken. You can hear it in the psalm itself. Lord, teach me what your statutes are about. Help me understand. Lead me on the trail toward your commandments. That is what I want. In fact, even when these thousands-year-old words were first recorded, the authors then acknowledged the generations-long legacy that formed the holy writings. The psalmist even said, "When I remember your ancient rules, I am comforted, Lord." When we consider the ancient reference to words that they consider are ancient, I mean, wow, God's people have been at this a long time. God's people have been looking for more. God's people have been searching these words, trying to figure it out. So we're not going to get all of the answers at one time. But we can find the pieces that speak to our hearts and hold on to them. Which is another reminder to set our expectations in a healthy place. I want you to approach the Scriptures with hope. Bring those longings for life, as the psalmist wrote, and I love this verse, "My life is stuck in the dirt. Make me live again according to your promise, O Lord." You see, all the while we're remembering that those who have spent their entire lives with every resource available to them, lots of degrees and letters after their name, they have often, as they search the Scriptures, found more questions than answers. So as we look for more, please remember, we are in good, holy company as we ask big questions, as we encounter Scriptures and say, I'm not quite sure what this means. That's all right. That's an okay place to be. In fact, the people who wrote and recorded the Scriptures themselves share in our journey. I love hearing the psalmist say, "Let my cry reach you, Lord. Help me understand what you've said." That's in the book. Help me understand. So as we approach the Bible in pieces that are more manageable, as we begin to understand and look for some of the context in the story, as we recognize it's a collection with many different perspectives, I offer one more word of advice. Choose something to look for. Choose something to look for when we approach Scripture. To stare at this collection on the altar, as artful as it is not to find meaning. Right? You look at it, you're like, okay, that's a lot of stuff. The moment of fulfillment, for me anyway, comes when we're offered something to look for and we're like, oh, yes, there. Now I've found what I'm looking for. You see, so too, we can find more when we approach the scriptures with a sense of our needs. So when I sit in front of my Bible and I open it to the Psalms or to the Gospel of Mark to read about Jesus' life, when I sit with that scripture and I think to myself, I need hope. Or I'm looking for wisdom. I could use some peace. Where could I find comfort? Or sometimes I need to be kicked in the butt and motivated to live a better life. Whatever we're looking for and longing for, go to the scriptures with a sense of what your needs are. Now, a word of warning, coming to the scriptures with an awareness of our needs is different than coming to the scriptures with an agenda you're trying to justify. Many an atrocity, and I mean that word in all of its complexity, many an atrocity has been perpetrated by those who allowed confirmation bias to justify their own hateful agenda. So instead of agenda, bring the places of longing in your heart, those honest needs. Bring the questions and the queries. Bring an openness to let the stories of these other sojourners who have been trying to figure it out just like us. Allow those stories to inform the path that we trod. That the words of Scripture, in our times of need and looking for more, might be a lamp unto our feet. Amen. Okay, you listen to the whole sermon. Are you ready to play I Spy? Okay. I spy 5 ways to make music and 4 colored blocks, 2 unique birds and 3 everyday rocks. You'll find it on the website too.